Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide-leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America, for America.
Yeah, there should be some passion. This doesn't have to be boring.
Hey, one thing the game needs is more people like you.
Still have grown men run around tight pants.
It's Mookie Betts.
This is Daniel Bard.
It's Steve Aoki.
Jared Saltalamacchia.
This is Brock Holt.
Hey, this is John Lester.
Baseball.
Baseball isn't boring.
Welcome to Baseball Isn't Boring. Here's your host, Rob Radford.
What happened after the game? Was this after the game? After the game the other day?
I don't even think it was after the game. It started during, and obviously I didn't see it until after. But it's one thing, and unfortunately, it's rampant within sports. I've had people from different organizations. I've had people in different sports, different codes, reach out about like their own experiences with it. I've had people that have had their home addresses leaked. It's a lot more deplorable than what we've had. I mean, we've had this in the past where it has gone a lot further into the legal system and all that sort of stuff. But yeah, this is one of those ones where it's like, this is almost a daily occurrence for almost everyone in this clubhouse. And that's the upsetting part. And it's not being controlled in the right way. I mean, this is continuing to happen, whether it be through Instagram, whether it be continue to be through Twitter or TikTok or any of the social media apps or anything like that. It's not being handled by any which way. And at some point, something's got to break. And it better not be any of the guys that are receiving this stuff.
How much worse has it gotten over the last year or so?
With the rise of sports gambling, it's gotten a lot worse. Unfortunately, that tends to be what it ends up being, whether it be Venmo requests, whether it be people telling you in their comments that it's like, hey, you blew my parlay, go fuck yourself kind of shit. And then it's go hang yourself, you should kill yourself, I wish you died from cancer. That one kind of hit a little too close to home for me with everything I've gone through. So this is one thing that, like, the more people need to talk out about this so we can get some sort of action, some sort of response, and some sort of repercussions for the people doing it, whether they're burner accounts, whether they're real accounts. I mean, this is something that is deplorable, and in an act of, like, there needs to be some sort of punishment so that people can think twice before they start doing this stuff.
Liam, you said this isn't the first time, and obviously your teammates have experienced it as well. Why did you feel it was important to post what you posted?
I said enough is enough. Like, at some point, like, everyone just like sucking it up and dealing with it isn't accomplishing anything. We pass it along to MOE security, we pass it along to whoever we need to, but nothing ends up happening, and it happens again the next night. And so at some point, someone has to make a stand. And it's one of those things where the more eyes we get on it, the more voices we get talking about it, hopefully it can push it in the right direction. We can get something pushed across.
Do you think this is the right way to handle it, maybe moving forward amongst your teammates or everybody, an individual here?
I think we need to be a united front, but also I think someone needs to start it. It's something that, like, look, I'm as everyone is relatively well aware, I'm relatively outspoken in what I believe in, and I want to make sure that, like, if I can be the front runner, or if I can be the head of this and there's other guys that can come from behind and not necessarily put their neck on the line with anything, then that's fine. I'll do that. And But as I said, we need something to change, and obviously the way we've been doing it hasn't worked, and nothing kind of changed at all.
So some of these guys are kind of like keyboard warriors, right?
Without a doubt.
But have there been times where you have feared for your own safety and that of your wife?
Yes, without a doubt. A lot of them are keyboard warriors, a lot of them are burner accounts. But we've had ones where they've specifically said, I'm going to come through your sliding door and slit your throat while your wife watches. We had a sliding door at the time. That was terrifying. They're like to the point where Oakland PD came through and swept our house to make sure that nothing was there that night. And so like it has escalated a lot further than what it was this currently. Where I'm at now, I'm luckily in a secure building, so it's I'm not as concerned safety-wise, but when I go on the road, yeah, I am concerned for my wife. It's like she's there alone or anything like that. Yeah, it does raise those issues. And it's something that I think, yeah, I mean, I've had a lot of people reach out about potentially, whether it be private security firms, whether it be our own building, saying, hey, what can we do to help or anything like that. So the outpouring of love has been fantastic. But at the end of the day, it's all well and good to have that outpouring of love, but we need to stop it and nip it in the bud before it gets to that point.
I mean, when you receive threatening messages, like, do you go through the, like, do you send all of them to MLB security or alert
not
the team?
Not all of them. Mainly only the ones that I deem threatening. Mm-hmm. There's some that are just like, yeah, just you're an asshole, you cost me, blah, blah, blah. Like, it sucks, but there's nothing in that. But yeah, when they say, like, I hope you kill yourself, go jump off a bridge, I hope you die in traffic, I wish cancer had killed you, kind of things like that, then yeah, those are the things that you kind of have to take a little more heed of, just because, yeah, they could be idle threats and they could be nothing. But the alternative is pretty dire. So we want to make sure everything is, and for all we know, it could be maybe they used a burner account, maybe they didn't, but maybe they can use the burner account they've used for 15 times to 15 different athletes, and all of a sudden it's enough where they can warrant trying to look into this. But yeah, at the end of the day, there has been no repercussions either from or any of these social media apps where, like, blocking accounts, it takes a long time to get that stuff done, or whether it be from MLB security about trying to figure out any sort of repercussion or any sort of way to get this done. I mean, but yeah, there's nothing else. Like, I'm just trying to rack my brain about what we can do, because at the end of the day, I think there needs to be repercussions for stuff like this.
Have you seen or heard any action taken by MLB security when you send them?
I've had in previous experiences, there's been a couple things that have happened, but it's look, there's at the end of the day, what can you do if it's a burner account? They're like, oh yeah, we marked it, kind of thing. It makes it hard. And that's where I think the social media companies need to come on board and try and figure out a way to, like, yeah, we can track IP addresses. They already do it. So you may as well, like, use it for some good rather than just using it for data.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
This is, you know, kind of regular pattern of behavior directed widely at players. How much of a stressor is that to, you know, to regularly, like, do players become numb to it, or is there a cumulative, you know, mental health cost that exists with kind of?
I mean, it's the same as stuff in stadium. You kind of become a little numb to it. You kind of become a little immune to it. But then as it piles up, it tends to push everything and get a little bit more inconvenient. It tends to kind of wear you down a lot more mentally as it goes along. I mean, we're already out here and we're already annoyed that we didn't succeed. We didn't do our jobs. We didn't do what we were supposed to do out there. So, like, everybody piling on isn't actually helping. It's generally making things a lot worse as far as us trying to go out there and do our job. But it's not something you think of on a daily basis, or for me, like a pitch-by-pitch basis or anything like that. I'm not worried about the online hate or the in-crowd hate or anything like that if I'm struggling that night. It's nothing you worry about then, but it's definitely, it's you like to have social, like, I have social media for what we do off the field and keeping in touch with people back home and all this sort of stuff. So it makes you wary about opening up those apps when all you're trying to do is get some semblance for me of home or some semblance of just the normal, or just want to escape. Like, yeah, I just had a bad game. I just want to escape and I want to be, like, mind numbing right now. And it that definitely takes you out of that and makes it a lot more scary.
Follow Baseball Isn't Boring in the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Grilling season is in full swing, and Whole Foods Market has the essentials to make summer meals simple, flavorful, and affordable. With great everyday prices across the store, it's easy to build a crowd-pleasing spread without sacrificing quality. The 365 by Whole Foods Market brand offers a wide selection of grilling favorites, like no antibiotics ever chicken thighs, ground beef, wild-caught salmon burgers, and uncured hot dogs. There are also plenty of sides to choose from, including organic salad kits, kettle cooked chips, tortilla chips, and bold zesty salsas. For toppings and marinades, look for organic condiments like no sugar added ketchup and yellow mustard, plus spice rubs and sauces to bring extra flavor. To round things out, pick up sparkling water, organic lemonade, and pints of ice cream, plus organic cake cones for an easy summer dessert. There are so many ways to save on summer grilling favorites at Whole Foods Market.